The Guelph Humane Society was able to aid a cat in need with an urgent surgery. Now, Gracie is recovering and will soon be up for adoption. The success story came on the back of a reach out to the community, which promptly donated more than the required $3,000 for surgery in less than a week. The cat, which is estimated to be around 2 years old, came out of the cold and into the society's care last week. Guelph Humane Society's Director of Communications and Community Engagement, Jane Dawkins, explains Gracie was located in Center Wellington with the injury.
She was found in the country just outside Elora, a kind person that had found her and brought her here to Guelph at the Guelph Humane Society. As soon as she was immediately ours, we transported her for veterinary care. When the vet tested the pressure on her eye, it was mounting. And within 48 hours of her being in the veterinary clinic, her eye had changed in size. We reached out to the community.
While the need for surgery was pressing and very apparent, Dawkins says there's no way to tell how the injury was sustained.
We don't know how she received this injury. We don't have history on that. The veterinarian estimates that it could have been from trauma, like an accident to her eye, but there was no way to determine how long she'd been suffering like this. It was just clear that the eye was damaged, she needed immediate care, and it was progressing quite quickly.
The vet said the injury could have been congenital as well, but nonetheless, the eye was removed and sealed during the successful surgery, fueled by the donations of people in and even outside the community. Dawkins noted a donation was received from as far away as the Northwest Territories. She was sure to add that partially blind and blind animals can make great companions.
Animals that lose their eyesight, they would need an owner that's patient. Being an indoor cat would be most ideal if you're losing your eyesight just for navigation. We've had cats that are completely blind be adopted, learn new skills just through touch or sounds, and they can live a very full and wonderful, happy life.
Following an estimated 2-week recovery period from surgery, Gracie will be up for adoption and looking to find a happy home. Dawkins urges anyone whose heart has been touched by Gracie's story to consider adoption of Gracie or another animal looking for its forever home. She encourages those interested in adopting an animal to head to guelphhumane.ca and find the Adopt tab. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.